way east of Omaha.
I know it's going to end all this corruption, all this stealing. Just as the DOJ won't prosecute any of it and is actually involved in it. When everything collapses, it will fix it. It's going to be hell on earth for everybody. A lot of folks are going to die. But at the end of the day, that's what happens if good people don't stand up and fix things. God just lets evil take over, and that fixes it on its own. So we were told us about getting their nuclear program. Now they're getting ready to invade. I'm going to recap that and re-hit that again coming up. It's a big deal. And you got a lot of people that are in tribal mode, like Jake Ling. He's like, well, I don't like the Muslims and being over here, but yeah, let's still go ahead and blow them up over there. And then they're going to simply sit there and ship them in here. And he's like, yeah, I get it, but emotionally it feels good. Let's kill them. And I'm like, you understand it's a dialectic. You understand it's problem, reaction, solution. And people just love their emotions too much. They just can't get it. And I'm not judging. I'm not attacking him. Fine. But this is a trap. Trap for Trump. Trap for America. It's all a trap. All right. I apologize to callers. I'm going to go through all your calls right now. And then I'll recap and hit the big news. I mean, I told you first it was happening. And now it's confirmed. And we have to expose it and say no to it and put pressure out there like the Pentagon did a week before Trump decided to hit. They actually leaked info, not tactics or anything, but, you know, hey, this is a bad idea. And now that's all confirmed. And Tulsi Gabbard gave a big report. People are like, where is she? Well, it's her job to do that privately at this point, not to come out and publicly attack the president. But they did give him the information. And now we can see that it's what they told him is happening. They didn't fall. It's out of control. And it's already, well, you care about money. No, I'd have sold out to the globalists if I just wanted money. I care about money when it's a collapse and energy prices explode and it kills our recovery and America goes bankrupt to the globalists and gets shut down. There's a bigger reason they want us to go into Iran and do this, because bare minimum, it will kill the Trump recovery if this war continues more than a month. May have already done it. It's about who runs us if we go bankrupt. And then you really will care about money, because they're going to have us by the short hairs. That is the point. Mike in Alaska, Trump comments. Go ahead.
I feel like I did when I watched Tower 7 come down, Alex.
How'd you feel there?
I feel sick. I felt like I was going to puke.
I do. I actually feel sick right now.
I mean, good morning, Alex. Thank you for logging me in, sir. I'm a VIP. And, you know, I want to tell you something real quick, Alex. I was first caller on C-SPAN Washington Journal 2 years in a row. This year I got on first again, talked about you, how everybody needs, you could go there, log in, you'll see Mike from Fairbanks, or Coldfoot. And I try to tell everybody, you have to listen to InfoWars right now. Kimberly got so mad at me because I mentioned your name and I said, please watch Alex, go to InfoWars.com right now. She goes, Mike, well, what do you, and I like Kimberly, but she got snide. She goes, well, Mike, what about Sandy Hook? And I said, and I tried to explain that. You know what she did? She slammed the hook on me. She slammed the phone on me. So I just want to tell you that, Alex, I support you 100%. I'm VIP. You brought me out of the depths of four family members dying. And I started X2. This is my sixth year. Now I get the mail order auto pay. X2, I don't think.
Hold on, hey, listen, let's do this. Some stations don't care this segment. I don't want to. I appreciate you plugging the products and your VIP at the Alex Jones store, okay. But I don't hear what you have to say about C-SPAN, because I think I remember seeing one of your calls. Everybody should flood C-SPAN. It has a big audience, and they hate it. And they always bring up, well, he was right about all this, but he pissed on kids' graves. Never happened. None of it's true. Trump didn't say he hates Hispanics. It's the same type of lie. You know, very fine people thing. KKK, not true. So, yeah, that's all they've got. Like, ignore everything he was right about. Oh, you hurt these kids. No, the Democrats sued me, had rigged trials, raised $300 million off donations off my back. Let's move on from that. I want to get your take on what's about to happen in Iran. Mike, I want to hear your views on that when we come back. Don't hang up. The end of the old order is coming. There's a lot of jockeying by some of the same power groups to be in control in the future. But you still got the central banks. You still got the big panopticon AI surveillance systems, all the big tech is. And They're still going to try to stay in control, but because they're exposed, it's going to get harder.
I'd like to have dodged for now.
And harder and harder. I haven't plugged yet today because the news has been so incredibly hardcore. But the products really are amazing, and that's how we fund our operations, so I need your support. We have a flash weekend sale today through Monday, March 9th, 50% off methylene blue capsules. It's the very same high-quality methylene blue that's in the tincture. 50% off that when you buy ultramethylene blue tincture. Again, the pills are great for travel. It's the best methylene blue out there. You really owe it to yourself. Tommy Robinson was blown away by it yesterday here in studio. And we have the March Mega Sale, 40% off on NAD, Ultimate Burn, Life Force CMOS, methylene blue tincture, and more. Take advantage of that right now at thealexhomestore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mike in Alaska, what's your take on the expanding war and Trump gearing up for ground invasion of Iran?
It's so premature, Alex. I mean, common politics, the people you have on there would have said, wait till after the midterms, set up, cut off all exports. We export 10 billion barrels of oil to China every day. Canada, Mexico, and Netherlands, why? They're producers. Why do we export to those morons, to those communists, to those Bolsheviks? We should have embraced Russia and got their oil set up first. Sorry, Alex, I get so excited. I just want to do the war hell, but I can't right now. I want to get to my point. I love my president, but I love his work ethic, but he's the definition of insufferable. Stop talking in 16. Start working in halves. Protect the home front. Open up Alaska. Get the Alcan open up and start shipping oil down here, dadgummit. Now we got to send in Boots and Coots. We got to send in Red Adair. Put out the fires. How many of those guys are going to die trying to put out? Remember, Alex, Saddam Hussein set all the fires in Kuwait. He set all the wells on fire when he was backing out of there, but that's what's going to happen. It's just ridiculous. I mean,
yeah, that's a great point. Saddam Hussein was the worst devil in history, we were told, for blowing up the Kuwaiti oil fields and the Iraqis as the U.S. came in. But now Israel blows up the oil refineries of Iran, which only targets basically their civilians, and it's a great thing. Thanks for the call. That is a really important parallel that you just raised. And Trump reportedly is furious at Israel for massive attacks on Iranian oil infrastructure. Cameron in North Carolina, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey there, Alex. Can you hear me?
I can. Thank you for holding.
Yeah, no problem at all. I want to call in. Obviously, the topic is Iran. I have two questions for you, or really one question, one statement after listening to your segment with Jake Lang the last 40 minutes or so. My first question is, what do you think the likelihood is that Trump ends up deploying a tactical nuke in Iran? I think that it's something that is very possible and likely, but I don't know. Maybe I give it 20% right now. I want to get your take on that. And then I also want to say that on the home front, it's very important that Americans are not subject to propaganda and stuff like that. When it comes to people like Jake Lang, I mean, I'm not on Team Muslim. I'm not on Team Islam. I'm a Christian. But to have, him sounding like Lindsey Graham, I mean, I that was indistinguishable. I mean, this propaganda, he's ethnically Jewish, too. He's technically not even white, so he's not beating the allegations, but I mean, we really can't be inciting, anything against Muslims. It's really kind of crazy to be doing that right now while we're bombing Iran and then taking in refugees. It's
Jake,
just really sad.
Jake Lang is Jewish?
Yes, he is. Hmm. He sounds like Laura Loomer. I mean, honestly.
I'll have to look into that, but my whole point was he was there and the victim of that terror attack. I'm glad he survived, but I'll have to investigate if you think that... I don't get the... are you trying to say he's a provocateur or something?
Yeah, I think he's definitely trying to entrap white Christian men to go against Muslims, and he's definitely making the right wing look bad when it comes to the issue of Israel, because when he's pointing at the Muslims, he's not pointing at who's actually perpetrating this war, and it's It's not, you know, it's not the Muslims, but it's all the other Muslims.
They got photos of me kissing the Wailing Wall. I've never been to Israel. Is that, you know, they put these things out with Jake Lang, who knows? But regardless, I'm trying to put pressure on Trump to extricate himself and to pull out of this and declare victory now. Do you think that's a good idea, or do you think Trump should be pigheaded?
Oh, I think we should get out as soon as possible. This is destroying the world, and it's destroying the economy here at home, and Americans have already died. I didn't vote for this, and nobody voted for this.
All right, I appreciate your call. And again, there's lots of AI videos of me doing all sorts of stuff I never did. I don't know if that footage is real, so I'm not trying to get in some controversy as a caller called and said something about somebody. People can look at that if they want. I don't know the truth. Let's go to Spencer in Utah. Spencer, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. This thing about the Charlie Kirk deal, I'm glad I got through. I'm about a 70-year-old guy from right here in Utah. We had a motocross track right there. But this pedophilia, you know, I believe this is a godsend, because I know the court system over here in Utah and been dealing with them, and the Mormon Church. And so there's actual cases going on inside right here in the Orem, Provo, Merton Fork area. It's been going on for 10 years. And inside the prosecutor's office, well-known people like the David Levitt and those guys, the governors and all that stuff, are hiding all the evidence, so it never comes out. This Dave Hamblin guy that's in the news now has been going on for 10 years. And I go back to the 70s here in Utah with a book called The Jay's Journal and Satanic Sacrifices here in Pleasant Grove. And then they had the Satanic Panic in Lehi. I knew those people, and I just couldn't buy it. But now I met up with some people about 5 years ago that was telling me about this. And, man, I can't even sleep at night anymore, because you can't bring this out, Alex, or you're persona non grata.
Well, I tell you, the people trying to say you're persona non grata are the ones that are persona non grata. The public's awake now and awakening even faster. And Ted Gunnarsson and others who are very credible exposed the Satanic Panic was totally real. And they tried to call it a panic. They're trying to do it again, but it's not working. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Justin in Louisiana. You're on the air on the Iran War. Go ahead, Justin.
Hey, Alex. Just want to say thanks for everything you do. I was kind of happy with the war if he would have used it as a way to get the UFO files back under control. Like, we have nothing. We gave it all to Ukraine. So if he tried to start an actual war, knowing there's nothing there, maybe he could get that. But what he's doing now is just stupid.
All right, listen, you got to go slow here with me.
Okay.
Ukraine, UFO files, Iran, get the files out. Explain the logic here. I'm trying to understand.
All right. The UFO files that are you and the dark journalists always talk about, right? All the hidden stuff that we have that everybody said, oh, it's going to come out, all that. If this war was a way for him to use all the resources we have left, the small amount of military resources we have left, to actually need them and prove for point and pull them out, that's what I was kind of like okay with. I thought it might have been going. Trying to happen. You understand?
Oh, sure. We're starting to see a demonstration of secret weapons in Venezuela. You're saying Trump would use this as a demonstration?
Yes, but he's not doing that. He's trying to put boots on the ground, and that don't lead us nowhere but death. Americans don't need to die over there no more.
No, I get your logic now. I wasn't saying it didn't make sense. I was missing it. Please continue.
No, that's just really all I wanted to say is kind of bring that up there. Like, that was my, like, hey, he might be doing this for a good reason, but I can't say he is now if we're putting boots on the ground. But I want to say your supplements changed my life. It took me from being a junkie, a pharmaceutical junkie, thanks to doctors, to where I don't take nothing but bodies every day, and I feel like a complete human being. Didn't have to have back surgery. Didn't have to have nothing. I can walk. I can do backflips. So thank you for that.
Well, thank you, sir. God bless you. Another great call. Let's go to Bill in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I've been trying to call you for 10 years, man. I can't believe I got through. I'm a longtime fan. You are awesome, man.
Thank you.
Anyway, I wanted to, if, like, when I hang up or before I hang up, could I get your mailing address? I have a song that I recorded. My name's Billy Akers, and the song is called Remember the Soldier. It's on YouTube if you want to use it for your show for any reason, because with all this stuff going on, I figure you might want to use it for your show maybe if you want to. But that's only the first point I wanted to make. Also, I wanted to mail you a copy of my CD if I could. I just don't know your mailing address.
Yeah, they'll put you on hold. Give it to you. Thanks. Go ahead.
The real reason I called, though, well, that's one of the reasons, because I've really been wanting to talk to you. I wanted to address the big picture, because I've been watching you a long time, and everything you say, there's just too much to say in the little bit of time I have. This is totally outside the box, but if you really think about it, everybody's looking for answers to these problems, and we always come up to the same roadblocks, the corruption, the deep corruption within the government. First, it's the schools promoting the communism. Then you have the judges that are corrupt. But the main thing that I think is that the corruption that lies within the Congress and the Senate. So the outside-the-box idea I had was if you could get a simulation of the Founding Fathers and input all the information of them, so it's not, of course, you'll never get the real person, but all the information about the each Founding Father and input it in their image, and then have you sitting at the table with them, like a round table with George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and then address everything that has happened to this country, or at least the big picture of it since Kennedy got assassinated, going back to the Vietnam War, the Iran-Contra, the Gulf War, the corruption within Congress, and just the outrageous things I've been hearing from you, because I'm a constant listener. I can't wait till your next show comes up. And, you know, and if anybody can come up with a solution, I don't know what it would be, but with the long-term careers that these congressmen and these senators have, I think that's the real seed of evil, because they won't leave and you can't vote them out. So at least I think I don't know, but.
Well, that's right. And anybody they try to get in that's good, they run off. Appreciate the call. Thank you, sir. He wanted the address, but whatever. Doesn't matter. Daryl, let's go to Carlos in Canada. Carlos, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I want to address the issue of why the war in Iran. You see, President Trump was achieving a direction of peace. And on several occasions, Netanyahu said, no, you don't tell us what to do. We do what we want. Subsequently, he mentioned to his committees that he wanted to control the flow of oil from the Middle East to Europe, and that all oil would be going through Israeli channels. But President Trump kept directing attention to the Palestinians and to the peace in the Middle East. At one point, war becomes a very useful instrument for Netanyahu, because he has destroyed any possibilities of any of the Arab countries now doing peace through the Abraham Accords. In fact, the United Arab Emirates have pulled out. Other governments are meeting privately to do away with this greater Israel project. As far as he's concerned, this liberates the war, liberates Israel from any obligations to the Palestinians, and he can continue the cleaning up process in Lebanon and so forth. So in my opinion, and I'm pretty sure I'm certain about this, he is driving the Americans to sacrifice treasure and capital and personnel on something that ends for George W. Bush was the roadmap and other efforts to peace in the Middle East in the second term of all presidents who, since Kennedy, have tried to address the issue of the Palestinian issue. The other item I want to discuss with you is the fact that under no circumstances should President Trump fall prey to the strategy of drawing attention to Karg Island and to the Straits of Hormuz with personnel, soldiers, when in reality the movement was to have them come from the north of Iran through with the Kurds. And the idea is to split attention between the two endpoints of Iran, the south and the north, so that you can then go and attack from the north, which was the original plan. So if he is convinced now he should split the American forces from the north to the south of Iran, that's going to be a double failure, certainly, for the United States. And if you're going to do so, why talk about it in advance? I mean, what's the point of talking about it in advance?
Well, that's because they think it'll put pressure on the Iranians to make a deal or be overthrown by their own internal regime. But obviously, if you study it, that's not the situation. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you. Let's go to Daryl in North Carolina. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Oh, thanks, Alex. Hey, here's my theory about the Iran war. I think this traces back to 2020, the stolen election, and then the subsequent invasion of Western countries, not just America. So I think we, by taking out Venezuela, the Mexican cartels, now Cuba, now we're in Iran. And I think the Iran are the Shiites. I don't think we're at war against all Muslims. I think it's the Shiites, because we've made deals with the Sunni Muslims, like the guys in Saudi Arabia. So I think the war is about knocking down the Shiites, who are the ones who are invading us, and also having this war on the doorstep of China, because they can either decide, do they want to fight us now, or are they going
to
back off?
Well, no, sure. Ultimately, I mean, the overall plan is to finish up the Middle East to pivot to China.
Yep, yep. Because I think the China was the head of the snake with a stolen election and then invading us. So they drew first blood, not us. This is payback.
I just don't like Netanyahu. I don't like Netanyahu in the middle of it, directing us and lecturing us and all the rest of it.
I hate it too. And you know, here's the deal: you have to have alliances. You know, and there's factions within Israel. Now, I'd rather have Netanyahu than the guy in Iran on our side, and that's the coalition we're against. It's China, those Shiite Muslims. I think Russia's playing the fence. You know, they just want to have what they keep what they have. And if we win this, Russia will ally with us. I think this is I'm for this. I'm all for this, and also I'm for Jake Lang. I liked what he had to say, and I will join the Crusader Club, whatever it is. I think that's exactly what we need.
Well, the argument is, I'm not saying him, but you know, they could use something like that to piggyback on it, but then you can't ever go out and do anything because you can be infiltrated. You just have to be watchful for that.
Yeah, yeah. We can't be scared to raise our voices. And guys like Jake, if they're going out, they're having bombs thrown at them. I mean, these Shiite Muslims are trying to take over all over the West. They're so obvious about it. And if we don't have guys like that standing up, we're just going to look at all they appreciate is strength. These Shiite Muslims and the Chinese. You have to show them strength and power, or they will dominate you and walk all over you.
Very interesting points. Thanks for the call, Daryl. Let's go to Craig in Texas. Craig, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, I want to give you a little ray of hope. Daniel 7:4 is 1776. Be a great T-shirt where the eagle's wings, the United States eagle, was plucked out of the back of the British Lion. And so I believe, like you, and I agree with you on so many thousands of points, that God put Trump in office to get us out of globalism, to look at the 100,000-foot view. His father taught him the evils of the New World Order and the Bilderberg and all this. So Trump hates globalism. That's his strength. He hates the New World Order. He hates one world government, the Trilateral Commission, and all in the Council on Foreign Relations. He hates it, and that's why they hate him, and that's why they tried to assassinate him twice. Having said that, I totally agree with you. He needs to stay on focus with that. And that is where these bad actors in his administration, people you've named that you know better than anybody else, they're trying to throw him off track. Having said that, the Israel that I like is the Israel of King David. I, like you, am not a fan of Netanyahu. Over 80% of Israeli citizens want Netanyahu out of there. He was out of there with the horrific way he handled COVID, enslaving his people with mRNA and the digital passports. I don't know how he wiggled his way back in, but he did. He's a war hawk in all of this. And I, like you, believe he's manipulating Trump, and I don't like it. Having said that, we are still the eagle. We're the eagle of Revelation 12:14, where the woman, Israel, was carried on two wings of a great eagle, the United States. I don't like the fact that we are in this. And I, like you, totally agree. Trump needs to declare victory and get out of there and be done as soon as possible. If he doesn't, it's going to get, you know, obviously going to get way, way, way worse. Having said that, like you've already said, this is also about the oil in Revelation 6:6. Do not hurt the oil. Revelation 6:6. Do not hurt the oil. They're hurting the oil to look at the big giant picture. And obviously, if this continues, it's going to be devastating to the global economy, which is Revelation 6:5 and 6. The black horse with a pair of balances in its hand is the global economy. And then obviously this is so complicated with many, many moving parts, because we see Islam in Revelation 6:8 as the green Khoros horse. The rider of the green horse is death, as in suicide bomber. And so all these moving parts coming together, and Alex, I agree with you on so many things, such as we're fed so much propaganda about Russia. Russia is the bear. They are the bear of Daniel 7:6. They are the bear of Revelation 13. The global beast has the feet of the bear, the body of the German leopard, the mouth of the British lion. Notice the eagle is missing in Revelation 13. Some think that means America is destroyed. I disagree with that. I believe it's America is coming out of globalism. I mean, we're almost out of the UN. We're almost out of NATO. And perhaps this is one of the reasons why they're trying to distract Trump, because they don't want him to get out of global government.
And, oh, absolutely. You know, they want to keep him in their international order, even though he thinks he's acting unilaterally. He's really not. He's fulfilling what they want. But we'll see what happens. I mean, look, if the Middles would have fallen last Saturday, I'd have been happy. I was concerned because all the experts, and I can do my own analysis, I think they're right, so this is not going to probably go well. And so now we're embroiled in this. If it really is regime change, that is a goal I don't think they're going to get. Now, if it's actually knocking their military back a decade, I think they've done that now.
Yeah, exactly, totally. And, you know, I largely blame America's first Muslim president, Barack Hussein Obama, for this, because he made that deal with the Iranians. And I know it's not all his fault, but, you know, he played a big role with John Kerry striking whatever.
I don't know.
Deal
he energized the Muslim Brotherhood and all of it. I would say it's Obama's fault. And then he set up all the
exactly
deals
right
to flood us with the Islamics.
Yeah, and that speech in Cairo where he praised Islam and said, I am one of you, the largest.
And they said his dialect and the way he pronounced it was as good as an imam.
But we've been fooled, not you, but I mean, in general. The
well, I've been fooled before,
fooled
too. Greg, I'm out of time. Great call. Great points. I promise to take a lot of calls. I'm doing it. They're amazing. Sean, Russell, Thomas, Paul, Nathan, Dave, Gord. Gord, yeah, Gord. Those are the callers we'll take. We got a special guest coming up after that. I want to hit some big news as well about the invasion that Trump is planning. Straight ahead, stay with us on Alex Jones. I'm making this announcement on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March Mega Sale at thealexjonesstore.com. It's one of the biggest sales of the year yet, up to 40% off store-wide, 25% off on the shirts, on the hats, 10% off on things like the collectible knives, and up to 40% off on supplements like ultramethylene blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. These are incredible products. You've seen the rave reviews. You've seen the five-star reviews. These are the very best game-changing supplements available, period. Again, I only sell things that really work because I want you to get them and I want you to love them. We now have an over 90% reorder on the supplements on the site. No one in that industry has it because the products are so good, and obviously you're loyal as well. And I thank you so much for keeping us on the air. We're changing the world. We're battling the globalist. We are having the greatest effect together. That's all of us against the new world order we've ever had. And it's all because of your support of my broadcast and other broadcasts like it. But regardless, the enemy recognizes that InfoWars is the tip of the spear. And the bad guys are continuing, just read the newspapers, try to shut us down as early as late March. We're battling them in court, but it looks like this could be the end. But that's okay, because the info war belongs to the people. The info war is about telling the truth and countering the lies of the globalist. And the AlexJonesStore.com is not owned by me. It's owned by Big Money. The backup Alex Jones Network that's ready is not owned by me. It's owned by them, and I'm going to work for them. And so as long as you support the sponsor, no matter what happens to InfoWars, at TheAlexJonesStore.com, you keep us on the air. So right now, your purchase at TheAlexJonesStore.com keeps InfoWars going, pays the payroll, the bandwidth, the satellites, all of it. But as soon as InfoWars shuts down, it's more critical than ever that you support TheAlexJonesStore.com, because it will move forward into the future as our main sponsor. But regardless, this is a win-win. Has InfoWars not delivered? In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the info war continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participating supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for team humanity, against the globalist, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried ultramethylene blue or our bovine colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you should become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it recurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click of your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals with everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. Again, I salute you and thank you. Take action now.
Methylene blue, it is tremendous. I would not be making this video if I didn't believe in it. After I take it throughout the day, I start feeling better and better and better. My workouts, I feel like I'm 15 years younger than I am. And the app that I record my running on proves that my workouts are getting better. So I gotta tell you what, God, family, country, InfoWars, and methylene blue. Get it while you can.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, starting last Monday, just a couple days into this attack, we're into day nine right now, I said, listen, the Iranians are going to close the Strait of Hormuz. Trump under major pressure to seize the Iranian side of the island, their main oil shipping areas, and their military bases. They'll also have the Kurds launch attacks out of Iraq and Syria. That's the default pre-planned position. It's been war game for decades. And they'll also claim it's to get their nuclear sites. That's the official cover. Then starting Friday, the 82nd Airborne has canceled drills. We have a lot of contacts, a lot of sources. I told you this last week. The entire army is basically being mobilized. Masses of troops are being sent over there. I wasn't given classified information. They just said it's major movements. Then we have big organizations that deal with conscientious objectors saying they've never been flooded so hard with people calling saying, I don't want to be part of this. We're being mobilized. But we don't need to speculate now. We have Axios on Friday and Saturday being told, and they're hooked into the White House big time. The White House didn't deny this, that they are mobilizing for an invasion to get the Strait of Hormuz, the key island where they do the transfer of oil to ships and, quote, special operations to try to go in and raid nuclear facilities. Well, the main nuclear facilities are rubble. So it would take a construction crew with huge equipment months to get in there. And, yeah, the Iranians have hidden stuff all over the place. How are they going to find it? So Trump does not have a great knowledge of military operations. I mean, he admits that. And I can't believe anybody in the Pentagon is telling him this is a good idea. So where is this coming from? I mean, again, I told you before it was even in the news that Army Special Operations Command out of Tampa said it's not a good idea. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs told him it's a bad idea. And I knew that from sources, but also when Eric Prince, who's heavily aligned with the military, starts going on a bunch of shows saying, don't go in. You won't probably take them down. It'll create a chain reaction in the economy. It'll unify a bunch of enemies. Don't do it. And then the day he attacked, Prince went on with Bannon and said, I really can't believe he did this. Now I want to say, Trump, do not go into Iran with troops. And Bannon goes, he's not going to do that. And he goes, and you see Prince go, And then I made calls and confirmed, indeed, all the signs were there. But Prince isn't going to give you classified information, but he's dialed into everything. He's like, yeah, no, we need to start lobbying against that. That was less than 24 hours after it started. So I already knew, okay? And so Iran compared to Iraq or Afghanistan is 10 times worse. That's conservative. You can have air superiority with bombers at 70,000 feet. But when you actually put the Army or Marines or both in, I would say our soldiers are comparably better than theirs and have better logistics, better air power, better air coverage, air support, and I would say are better fighters, but still, compared to the Muslims we faced before, these are the worst, okay? I mean, I would say these Shiites are, and I've talked to military that's faced them a lot, 5 times worse than al-Qaeda fighters. I mean, they're trained, they're willing to die, they're not playing games. And once we get in close, they've got all of their anti-tank, anti-aircraft weapons that are close in. They've got all their light, medium, heavy weapons. And it is a guaranteed total bloodbath, no matter what type of, quote, super weapons we've got. It's one thing to send in Delta Force and grab Maduro out of a building in 5 minutes. And that was still daring and incredible and a miracle. Nobody got killed on our side. Though we later learned Trump's like, no one even got a scratch. No, they got shot up. Quite a few of the guys got hit. Okay, so, but they reportedly some not scratches. But it's merely a flesh wound, like the Holy Grail, like the arms cut off. But this is exponentially more dangerous. And then you think about the American psychology. We send in a bunch of troops, and a bunch of them get killed. Americans are going to go into a total rage. And that's what Israel and the globalists are hoping for. And to the credit of our military leadership and Tulsi Gabbard, she delivered Trump a report he asked for from the 16 intel agencies 1 week before, saying, don't do this. It goes from bad to worse. So now it's being reported by Axios and others, and they're like heavily embedded in the White House. So that means the White House wants this known. You had an earlier caller, Carlos, say, or one of the callers, why would you tell people? They've convinced Trump this will somehow intimidate the Shiites. Israel says, we will kill every new leader. So the next day they elect a guy, they go right to a public spot or blown up. And the next guy, the next guy. I mean, these guys are willing to die. And then the guy you get next each time, as Prince said, he goes, we've studied it. You think the mullahs are bad. They even get crazier with lower IQs as you go down. And I guess the strategy is, you know, get people so stupid running things, we'll finally beat them. That's why Trump said it may take 20 years. You didn't run on that, Trump. And because of where they're located, there's a probability, not a chance, a probability. It's probable. A high probability that you're going to have $200 a barrel oil, $150 a barrel oil. And that is a guaranteed to tank the world recovery, not just ours. That's guaranteed. I've had so many economists on for a year warning of this exact same thing. And again, people that call me and I said, Shmoly, Rabbi Shmoly, 6 months ago, I said, listen, all the actuaries are there. We do this. It plunges the U.S. debt. We don't get out of this. And he goes, oh, all you care about is money. It's not that I personally care about the money. It's that we will be bankrupt and servile to BlackRock and the Rothschilds, which I'm sure Rabbi Shmuley is just fine with, right? We destroy your enemy while we become bankrupt to the Rothschilds, who literally own the majority of the Federal Reserve. So I am mega pissed, and I don't put on acts here. I rarely get depressed. I wouldn't call it that. I fall in a hole every once in a while. Maybe happens once a month. And it's just the pressure of this. Last hour, I was just thinking about it all and feeling like I wasn't doing a good enough job. And I just literally fell into a hole. But it only lasted about 20 minutes. And then I prayed and thought about it. And God said again to me, stop thinking you've got to fix it. Because God, when I pray, God says, stop trying to do it yourself. And the more I turn over to God, the easier it is, the better it is. And I'm not a prideful person. I don't think it's me that's got to beat it. I know that, but I still get mad and feel like I've got to do something. And God's like, do the best you can and stop it and rejoice. We're going to win in the end. I had to go pray during a couple of the breaks because I just fell literally like into a black hole. And I was just like, I could barely do the show because, I mean, I know how dangerous this is. Like, I'm not up here hyping how much danger we're in on all fronts. And the personal thing, if the Democrats get back in, the first thing they're going to do is indict me. You know, I'm just so pissed that we have such an opportunity. We're not maximizing it. But then I got to sit back and realize how far we've come compared to the past. So that's where I'm at. I mean, I got so upset. I was going to do the fourth hour, and we called and got Matt Bracken just because I was too upset to even do the show. And that's not an act, folks. I mean, this means a lot to me. I you know, and it doesn't happen a lot. I'm being honest with you about what happened because that's the magnitude of this. But again, putting the Kurds in when they start getting their ass kicked—that's the pretext to send in troops, not just air cover. That's full war. Obviously, if Iran seals the strait, it's happened. Either in the war, you go in because they'll keep sinking ships and sinking it if you don't take the coastline. But once you take the coastline, then you got to hold the coastline. And then those troops that push back have to gain more ground to secure the area. See the trap? This is military, basic military stuff, folks. So we're being completely sucked into a full war. More people died in the Iran-Iraq war than died in World War One. I mean, that's, people ask, well, if the globalists wanted to take down Iran, why didn't they do it before? They tried with Iraq, and they tried other ways. They didn't do it because they understood that it was too big a bite to chew. Well, they just convinced Trump to do it. He needs to take his weenie. The U.S. military, stuck in the beehive that's being stung right now, and pull it out, Trump. Trump's like, no, it's painful, it's terrible, I'll just keep it in there. Meanwhile, there's 1,000 wasps they're doing, and people say, oh, they'll fall any minute. Watch, just trust Trump. Trillion D chess, all this stuff. And I'm sorry for the sick analogy. It's just, it's not good. And again, I don't want to hear it from people calling me a Qatari agent. Is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs a Qatari agent? Is Eric Prince a Qatari agent? Is Tulsi Gabbard a Qatari agent? Are things going the way we said they would go or the way you said they would go? All you, I don't know what you call them. Like, I'm on radio stations, so I would say their names that are just influencers online. Nobody knows who they are. But it's the cat turd type people. Like, if you question anything Trump does, you're a traitor, you're bad. No, I'm blocking the bad interest trying to get him off target. I am engaging as a constituent, the person I put in to carry out the mission we had, not the mission you have cooked up when you're going to support Lindsey Graham getting our president under his control. I'd liken it to Trump's, our wife, the American people's wife. We're married to him politically. And then we catch somebody taking him away and taking him off to their house. And Trump's got his legs up behind his ears. And Lindsey Graham's in there with Netanyahu double teaming him. And we're coming over to the house saying, hey, honey, you need to come out here with us. I'll let it pass on this. We'll go to counseling or we're getting a divorce. You got cat turd pulling on my shoulder going, hey, let them gangbang Trump and us at the same time. Don't, you know, and I'm watching Lindsey Graham and Netanyahu, you know, double team Trump. And I'm like, no, that's ours. Not. I'm sorry for the analogy, but that's it. I mean, you got pound town going on right now. Okay. And you know, the triple team Huckabee's in there too. So they got, you know, Trump stuff like a Christmas turkey here. And us along with it. And I'm just sitting there saying, I'm sorry for the analogy, folks, for someone that fits. So here's the Trump that I supported. Here's the Trump that was against the full Iran war. And again, I'd be for it if we could hit a button and remove the mullahs. You see, it ain't working like that. Because the war planners aren't scared to go to war if they could win. They don't want to have a failure or a fiasco. Why don't you listen to them a little bit? Can I be in charge a little while, like they say in Full Metal Jacket? But all you guys that don't study this stuff that just woke up yesterday, like Rip Van Winkle, well, I ain't been asleep for 100 years like you. And that's why I'm pissed, because this is dangerous, 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 dangerous. I'll co-host with Bracken. I got out of the hole I was in. It was a responsibility thing. I felt like I had to be getting it all. And God just slapped me up against the head again and said, I told you, just do what you're supposed to and be in a good mood. But it's still, I have to get used to that. And I just have to realize we're going to win in the end. Yeah, here's the Trump I support, not the new whatever this is. Here it is.
World War III has never been closer than it is right now. We need to clean house of all of the warmongers and America last globalists and the deep state. These globalists want to squander all of America's strength, blood, and treasure, chasing monsters and phantoms overseas. In addition, there must also be a complete commitment to dismantling the entire globalist neocon establishment that is perpetually dragging us into endless wars, pretending to fight for freedom and democracy abroad.
They said, he will start a war. I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars.
And I will say that if Hillary won that race, you would have had a nuclear war and millions of people would have been killed. And you weren't even close to that. It never happened. It was never going to happen. I got along great with him. And it just never was going to happen.
Our president will start a war with Iran because he has absolutely no ability to negotiate. He's weak and he's ineffective.
You would have had a nuclear war guaranteed, and you won't. If we have the right president, if we have somebody that knows what he's doing, you're not going to have World War III. If, on the other hand, we don't, you're going to end up in World War III, and it's going to be a war like no other because of the power of weaponry.
Speaking of World War III, I'll keep you out of World War III. This is a great time to negotiate. Unfortunately, we have a president that doesn't know the first thing about negotiation. We have a real problem in the White House. So I believe that he will attack Iran sometime prior to the election. And the worst, most incompetent, most corrupt president in history is going to drag us into World War III.
Because I think we would have been good with Iran. I don't want to do anything bad to Iran.
Our opponents join with warmongers and neocons to wage endless wars, these wars that never end. Our policy of never-ending war, regime change, and nation-building is being replaced by the clear-eyed pursuit of American interests.
There you go!
It is the job of our military to protect our security, not to be the policeman of the world.
I was the first president in decades who started no new wars.
You started no new wars and no new wars. No new wars. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will expel the warmongers from our government. Look at me. I'm the one that kept us out of war. You know, I'm the only president that didn't start a war. I'm going to keep you out of wars. I kept you out of wars. We had no wars with Donald Trump.
But when people like Kamala Harris send our sons and daughters, our young people, to fight in stupid wars, it is the young generation that carries the burden of that. We're going to stop sending our young people to faraway lands. We are not the policemen of the world. We need to use our young people here at home.
We should have never gone into the Middle East. We should have never gone into the Middle East. Under my leadership, we will turn the page forever on those foolish, stupid days of never-ending wars.
But if you're worried about the world spinning out of control, if you're worried about a military draft, if you're worried about, God forbid, a world war, the best way to prevent it is to vote for Donald Trump. And I really believe that.
If you want to avoid nuclear war, I strongly urge you to vote for Donald Trump. In fact, I would go so far as to say that a vote for Kamala Harris is a vote for nuclear war.
She would get us into World War III because she is too grossly incompetent to do the job. And then all of your sons and daughters will end up getting a draft notice, the thing called the draft. Dad, what's this? Oh, congratulations, you've been drafted into the military.
A vote for Donald Trump is a vote for a man who wants to end wars, not start them, and who has demonstrated already that he has the courage and strength to stand up and fight for peace.
I'm the only candidate who can make this promise. I will prevent, and very easily, World War III, very easily.
All right, so the crew threw together a compilation of me, last Friday, last Monday, last Tuesday, saying, look, they're going to send troops in. Okay, this is about regime change, and we got to get Trump to back off of this. Because then the quagmire gets even worse. The Strait of Hormuz stays closed. It's just his own advisors told him not to do this. And again, the caller's calling in saying, hey, it's going to work. I think it's great. Boy, I hope you're right. Boy, I hate the MOLAs. So, I'm very close to your position. And I've said that. And I said Saturday when it started 9 days ago, I said, I hope we win. I hope he's right. God, I hope he's right. And then they say, oh, the Iranians blew up their own girls' school. No, they didn't. They've already told Congress it was the military. We're going to make mistakes. The point is, don't lie about it. Don't be like the other guys. It's got to stop. There's going to be mistakes. Not defending what happened. I'm just saying it's worse to lie about it. I'm going to go back to your calls. Matt Bracken, huge news coming up. Go to your calls here in a moment. But here's just a few clips of me telling you what's now confirmed. Here it is. Going to give up. And as you go down the ranks into the IRC and the rest of it, they even get more psychotic and are more dug in. Then you have the Strait of Hormuz that is closed, sunken ships in it, but not fully blocked, but closed because the insurance companies won't let any ships go through because they get attacked, they get sunk. So effectively, they have closed it without having to physically close it by sinking a couple oil tankers in it. And a few more, it'll be blocked physically. And then we're going to have to, quote, send in ground troops to, quote, control the other side of the beach so that they can send in the big dredges and stuff to haul them out. And see, that's there'll be mounting pressure. Oh, the U.S. has to go in, has to open it. You see how, and then you get the next piece, the next piece, the next piece. And then those troops are going to get attacked that are on the ground, securing the Strait of Hormuz on the Iranian side. And then we're going to have to expand to push that group back. And then, oh, those troops are attacked. We got to expand to defend those troops. See how this works? It's called an escalatory ladder. 4 days into it, and the Strait of Hormuz is still shut down, and it's going to be shut down for a long time. Because the Iranians haven't even tried to block it completely yet. They just sunk a few ships. And you got the U.S. running around sinking Iranian ships, including some the size of World War II aircraft carriers. And they're sinking huge ships. There's missiles flying around. And the insurance company said, you can't go through there. Trump said, I'll pay for any damage. And people are like, we don't believe it. So there's no ships going through right now. And now the U.S. says, we're going to escort you through. The Iranians in 5 minutes can seal the Strait of Hormuz. They can fire a ballistic missile and hit the helicopter landing pad at the Mossad headquarters. Yeah, we could do that in the 70s. They can do that now. So, you think they can hit a ship? You think they can, yeah. And they got a bunch of oil drilling rigs that have their own engines and their own systems. You ever seen those big oil drilling rigs? You know, most of those are mobile. And they could just turn those on and send them right out and turn the motors off and deflate them, and they go to the bottom. 5 minutes they can block it. And the U.S. can sit there and try to stop them while they do it, but the Iranians are suicidal. They'll just continue to do it. Maybe it takes them a few hours until it just, like Tetris, just piles up all the wreckage, and now it's shut. And now, every time we try to go haul it out or dredge it out, they're going to be shooting at us. We'll be shooting at them, and then you know what's going to happen. We've got to send in troops just to secure the IRC headquarters. That's where that little point tip, put the map back up, the live feed of no ships there. They have a live interactive. That little tip sticking down from Iran, that peninsula, that's where the IRC headquarters is. Right across from that tip, right on the other side, and that island. They got all their bunkers and all their secret bunkers and all their spider holes and all their weapons, and they got trap doors with good old-fashioned artillery ready to roll it out like the DMZ in Korea. Heavily militarized on both sides. And all they got to do is roll it out. And they can stop whatever
it goes on and on. Me predicting they're going to send troops in. And now the exact islands I'm showing, we've got to take those, we're being told.
Of course. It's basic military strategy. But Trump is being presented this stuff one-dimensional by Israel. We know who's doing it. Oh, sir, just take this island and we'll have it. They're going to attack the troops on the island. How many Iranians you think they got like Japanese under the ground there? We're walking into a bunch of Gazas here. We're walking into a trap. The Iranians have said, please invade. They want to fight us on the ground. We're the equivalent of Martians attacking Earth from air, but not what's from the ground. Then it's man against man. Hour number four, your calls, Matt Brackett and more, straight ahead. As InfoWars not delivered. In Gladiator, he chops up the first four guys when they throw him in the ring, or you know, in the arena, and he says, "Are you not entertained?
Are you not entertained?"
Well, I would say to you, are you not satisfied? Have we not delivered in the fight against the globalists? You bet on the right horse, and I'm asking you to continue to bet on us as the InfoWar continues on, regardless, as we refuse to submit to the tyrants. But the reason this is such a win-win or a non-zero-sum game or a 360 win, the term I coined over a decade ago, is because everybody participated, supports freedom, supports the fight against tyrants, the fight for Team Humanity, against the globalists, and you get incredible products at the same time. So if you haven't tried Ultramethylene Blue or our Bovine Colostrum or our CMOS or our Shilajit, these are all incredible products available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the site, you can become a VIP for $30 a month, cancel any time for free, and instantly $40 is put in your account. The second you click in a VIP, when it reoccurs each month, instantly $40 goes in. So you make $10 to spend on top of the $30 you spend. Special deals, special offers, and with one click in your profile, you cancel anytime for free. So it's a very light commitment, and you get special deals on top of everything else. So anybody buying anything on thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP, so make sure you do that. You have until the 17th of March to take advantage of the March mesh sale at thealexjonesstore.com. This is one of the biggest sales of the year yet. Up to 40% off store-wide. 25% off on the shirts, on the hats. 10% off on things like the collectible knives. And up to 40% off on supplements like Ultramethylene Blue. And the more you buy, the more you save. So take advantage of the March Mega Sale right now, running until the 17th at thealexjonesstore.com, and be the reason we'll always stay on the air. I'm going to salute you and thank you. Take action now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.